Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What time is Baldy, Hoff? 12:40. Okay, Baldy at 12:40. Have some fun with Will DeMeo, creator of Gravesend, obviously lead actor in it as well. He got me a small role in season 3, which is coming out soon, so we'll have him in studio, and you could pitch yourself, BT, for maybe a little season 4. See if we get, maybe have my character kill your character off.
Jeez.
Or vice versa.
You could. now I'm sold.
No, we'll have some
Send
fun.
Me the script.
We'll have some fun with Will coming up at 1 o'clock. Get his thoughts on how the hell can you hire me? So we'll have some fun with him. And
I always wanted to play a hitman. I really
there
did.
You go.
Like,
well,
I told you, like when I was thinking about the acting thing, like the vigilante cop or the vigilante, you know, fire battalion who's kind of hung up. Who's like, well, I told you, I thought about this. Who's like very well-intentioned. But, you know, maybe grow up with some guys that, you know, early and kind of pull them back into, me. I don't know, got caught up in the wrong stuff and just kind of straddle the line.
Maybe it's your future. And Gravesend, what a better fit for you from there.
Yeah, from not from Gravesend, from Brooklyn.
All right, yep. BT Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Austin is calling from Point Pleasant. What's up, Austin?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Great show.
Thanks.
Who do you think is going to win the World Series first, and how long is it going to take, the Mets or the Yankees?
Who the hell knows at this point? I mean, the way both teams are set up as of this moment, I would put money on the Yankees before I'd put money on the Mets. Now,
great call, Austin.
Yeah, in and out. Boom. That's all right. It was effective, too. It's something we could kick around for a minute. I mean, the Yankee roster right now is better. The Yankee pitching right now is superior. The Yankees have the best all-around player on the roster, though he's a lot older than Juan Soto. And the other thing that I would factor into the calculation is that as of like right now, there's no Dodgers in the Yankees' way to get to the World Series. So I think there's always going in now Toronto's getting better, Baltimore a little bit, Red Sox spending money. Even the Rays made a couple of those smaller moves. But with the Dodgers being who they are, I mean, even if the Mets go into 25 or 26 or 27 loaded, there's no guarantee you can get past the Dodgers to even get to the World Series.
First of all, it's impossible to predict. What if he would have asked that question last year but threw in a third team, the Blue Jays? Who's going to win a World Series first, the Blue Jays, Yankees, or Mets?
They would have been third on the list.
By a long shot.
Yeah, and, going into last year.
And they,
yeah,
they were a hair away from actually beating the Dodgers. What I would say, though, is I don't even think it's particularly close right now. It's the Yankees by a long shot. The Yankees are in the playoffs every year. Pretty sure that even with the change in formats, that to get to the World Series and win it, you have to make the postseason. And the Mets have had issues making the postseason with regularity. And the Mets have gotten worse so far this offseason. I believe they're going to get better. I believe they're going to be good. I believe they could be dangerous, but it's not even close right now. The Yankees, they won 94 games a year ago, could have easily won the division. They lost on a tiebreaker.
Lost their Cy Young winner the entire season.
Yeah, they were in the World Series the year before. It's the Yankees.
It's
sadly, from a Met fan perspective, it's not even close. It's the Yankees.
It's the Yankees now, but you know, from the Yankee perspective, it's not where it needs to be. So there's two elements of the conversation, as you and I have discussed many different times. So I just went to the New York Post website, right?
Yeah.
I love the Post. Love it. Oh, quick aside. I have not seen I live in Jersey, not far from you. You know that.
Right.
I have not seen, outside of maybe the Wall Street, well, there's a couple of Wall Street journals. Like, there's no newspaper sprinkle in any doorsteps anymore. Any porches, right? Those days are not in my neighborhood. Those days are over.
I used to love getting the papers.
It's the first thing I did in the morning. I couldn't wait.
Even when I was living in the city by myself, I had multiple papers delivered right to the door.
Oh, see, I wouldn't have them delivered. I would actually go walk and get them and then go to the diner, get, you know, three eggs over easy,
a
cup of coffee, glass of water, sit there, people watch, you know.
I like walking out the door. It's right there. Boom. Come back in. My undies.
I get that. Like Little Soprano with the orange juice rolling out the robe. I get that too. Anyway, the point is, on oddly, and I have not, I've lived in this home for almost 7 years. I have not seen this once, but today was the day. There was a newspaper on my front lawn, and it was the Daily News.
Wow.
Yeah. And front cover Pete, back cover Pete. I actually brought it to either give to Evan or like, what, you know, I left it in the car, but I'll keep it there for tomorrow. So I thought Evan might want to collect that. I knew you wouldn't, otherwise.
No, I had no idea. Maybe Hoff would.
Or Hoff, yeah, I brought it for somebody. So I picked it up. I'm like, wow, it's like a coupon. It's so thin. It's so thin. Yeah. It's amazing how thin the Daily News has become. Anyway, I don't read the Daily News. I go to the Post, right? And I'm on the Post website, and it is depressing. While, yeah, the Yankees might have the advantage over the Mets now, here's the two things I see. Mission impossible. Why Yankees GM, and I know it's early, I know they're going to do stuff, but right now, today, why the Yankees GM didn't accomplish anything at the winter meetings. Then there's one thorough article, and Cashman's talking about how it was really hard to do anything, blah, blah, blah. Then the next article is, Yankees make first Rule 5 selection in 14 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Man, why?
I don't know, but I'm not accustomed to seeing Rule 5 articles about the Yankees getting now. People picking them off the Yankees, sure. The Yankees picking off somebody else. I can't remember the last, 14 years ago, evidently.
Yeah.
Come on, guys, pick it up a little bit.
I'm actually surprised at how light the talk has been surrounding the Yankees and what they're going to do here. The biggest talk has been two things: Grisham coming back and Sonny Gray. So that is just
not Bellinger, obviously.
Yeah, but even that, the talk is not the main takeaway from that is the Yanks want Bellinger at their price. You know, .. at their price. And now, yesterday I was getting texts and tweets about, now the Mets might be angry and be looking to go out and get Bellinger from the Yankees.
I said that on the show. I think they've got extra cash. They could tack on another year. Wouldn't surprise me.
I don't think that's going to happen, but that is the thought process from a lot of Yankee fans, Yeah, Marash, I saw a tweet about that. I'm not going to dance on the Mets' grave until I know that Bellinger is back with the Yankees. So just the fear that the Mets could come in if they wanted to and take Bellinger away. The Yankees right now, I don't know if it's perceptually, reality, it's not a powerful, strong feeling on what's going on with the Yanks.
No, it's not bullseye. You know, there's also a level of comfort, and this could be misleading, and Dove just said in my ear, it was 3 Rule 5 picks they actually got.
And they hadn't had one before that in 14 years?
Yeah. Now, yeah, they've lost players. They had not made a Rule 5 selection in 14 or 15 years.
I don't know Rule 5.
I mean, I really haven't had to understand it much as a Yankee fan, but I'm sure if I dig into it, which I will, I'll understand it immediately and I'll actually enjoy it. And I know it on some surface level. I just don't want to get into it now. I really don't care.
Rule 5.
That's not exciting.
Sounds like a Pirates fan thing. Yeah,
that's kind of, well, the Twins selected some Rule 5. Yeah, the Marlins picked off this double-A pitcher, and I believe it's got something to do with the 40-man. I could be off on that. But the confidence right now that the Yankee fans projecting, and let's get this clear, the shoulders aren't back and the chest isn't out and there's no strut. Right. So it's a small level of confidence. I think most of that is rooted in the belief they'll find a way to get Bellinger done. And you believe that.
I do.
I believe that. But if that doesn't happen, this changes everything about the Yankees offseason.
Well, if that doesn't happen, the alternative has to be Kyle Tucker. Or somebody big. I mean, tell me the guy. Are they going to get Bregman to play third? I don't think that we're going to go down that road again.
I'm reading more about pitching. Maybe Peralta. Like, do you really need him?
I did read that the Yanks were in on
Peralta. I'll take him while Gerrit Cole and Rodon are getting healthy. But do you really need him? You need some sticks.
Amai would be another one. Yeah. I mean, maybe they get one of the position players from Japan.
Possibly.
Play first a little bit.
At first base. How about the Mets option? I know you saw this. Now, if this has life to it, this would... Honestly, Gates might be ripped down at Citi Field. Goldschmidt. Dude. Is this a real thing? I mean, I know you talk to these people at SNY. There's no way the Mets are going to sign Goldschmidt, is there?
The first time I heard about that, you're going to love this one. It was my Uncle John.
Johnny boy, always on the spot. Love Uncle
Johnny.
Johnny
boy, you upset about Alonso? I'm like, no, not really, whatever. And he's like, I heard they're going to get Goldschmidt. Now I'm thinking he's just busting chops.
Yep.
And then I start to see reports that are saying the Mets might... Another Yankee? Come on, man.
I wasn't even thinking about that. I'm just thinking that he was washed up. But another Yankee. That's
yes,
true.
It's twofold. Another washed up Yankee. What are we doing here?
Those are the best additions. I like those washed up Yankees
no,
going to the Mets.
Thank you. Paul Goldschmidt? Good God.
Huh, what do you got? You got someone on Goldschmidt?
Yeah, I also heard, too, there's somebody that the Mets are eyeing. Joey Gallo on the pitching marking. In the pitching market, yeah.
Yeah, I was watching.
I don't know. Well, there's a lot of suitors. I wouldn't be surprised if David Stern's like, I found my next relief pitcher.
I don't know about the Mets' interest in Gallo, but it's number one, he's always had a rocket. I was watching video of him throwing 3, 4, 5 days ago, like actual pitching video. He's trying to come back as a real pitcher. Somebody's going to put him in the minors because he throws 98 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
How about not the Mets?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the Yankees would never do that.
Maybe you miss out on Schoolboy, you get Gallo.
Yeah, and knowing Stearns.
He could be your Ohtani.
Yeah, knowing Stearns, he'd try to convert him into a starter. I mean, forget about reliever. I mean, come on.
And he's a former Yankee. So there you
go. Another one. Imagine that. The Dodgers have Ohtani, you have Gallo. Little hitter, little pitcher.
I mean,
any corner in the market, you're right there at the Dodgers.
At that point, I might have to surrender. Call it quits.
Come over to the good side. Come root for the Yanks.
Paul Goldschmidt.
Dude, he can't play for the Mets next year, Goldschmidt. He can't. That can't happen. That's not allowed to happen.
I'd rather Vientos and McNeil.
So would I if I'm a Mets guy.
Goldschmidt?
I would too. He can't hit anymore. He's going to slap a couple singles to right. He's got zero juice in his bat. And I even think his defense slipped a little bit. He didn't play as much down the stretch. I saw that. I'm like... And it's not a troll because it was from outlets that don't troll. Now, was it a report? Was it conjecture? Was it a little bit of industry speculation? A little bit of everything? I don't know. But I know one thing. If the Mets sign Paul Goldschmidt, I mean, you guys, either tap out, you burn down Citi Field, or you become Yankee fans.
Well, there is a name that we didn't get to that I want to mention. Let's do it when we come back. Wilson Contreras. He was also rumored out there, maybe a more realistic, viable option to replace Pete Alonso at first base. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.